Hi guys, and welcome to VS Sports. This is Bass.
This is Sam.
And today we are joined by... Alright, well that's a great start.
Yeah, that's good.
Today we are talking about baseball.
I think I broke my thumb.
Hey, bada 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 bada, so win, bada. Hey, bada 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 bada, so win, bada. Kennedy, 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 so win, bada.
Mainly baseball.
What do you mean mainly? Do you think I know about any other sports?
No. If you listen to the podcast, we talk about other things. Last month, we talked about Star Wars for ages.
Oh, yeah, that's
true. Did we listen to Star Wars for ages on
that? We just talked about it. We're like, oh, yeah, how's your lightsaber? My lightsaber was... Anyway, let's not get into it. They got that content last week.
Yeah, that's last month.
Yeah, so Annabelle, for the people who don't... live in America, which is the only country that really plays this stupid sport.
That's not
this
great true. Sport. That's completely not true. There's an Australian league, there's an international league, there's a women's international league, there's a variety of leagues. Okay.
I consider those all to be lies.
And mostly Americans.
Yeah, the MLB is the biggest.
Yeah.
Which is, you know what I hate about baseball, just real quick? They call it the...
Why do I come on this show to see a roast baseball in front of me?
Baseball's okay, but go on.
I was going to say, did you not listen to any of prep, Annabelle? That's what happens when Mike comes on too. Oh yeah, I'm going to talk about American football, guys.
Yeah.
Here's what's wrong with American football.
All right, well, what's wrong with baseball? Let's start with that.
No, it's not wrong with it. You know what I dislike about baseball? Other than the fact that it's boring. I dislike that they call it the World Series.
I know, yeah, that does annoy me as well, because it's not the World Series, it's the thing. It's American, and it's just them, and it's like, you can't call it that.
Is there a Canadian team?
There's teams for every country, and they have to call it the International League, because America's like, this is the World Series.
it's just another America being...
American-centric, yeah. But to be fair, it is a very American sport.
It's America's favourite pastime, apparently.
Yeah.
Is it?
They're chasing the American dream. They're hanging out with their buds.
Is baseball a metaphor for the American dream?
Yes.
You hit things and people cheer.
You hit things, people cheer, and you run to a base.
Yeah. And you take a bunch of drugs to make it interesting. So there we go.
Hang on. What's this? Drug scandals?
Yeah, there's so much drug scandals in baseball. Because it is kind of boring, right? It's a long game. It's a very long game, and it's very boring to watch. And the only time it's interesting is when someone hits a home run, which is very hard to do. But recently there's been more home runs than, like, usual, because people take more steroids to make it more, like...
doping.
And it's like, they got suspicious, like, a few years ago. There was a big thing about it, because it was like, there were certain players who were just hitting a home run every time, and they were like, we would put you in the Hall of Fame, but, bit sus.
Hall of Fame. Babe Ruth's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he is. Jackie Robinson.
That's my baseball knowledge.
Nice. So we start off usually by talking about the sport.
Yes. Okay, so if you know what softball is, you know what baseball is.
Okay.
Like... it's a diamond with the four bases on it. The aim of the game is to get as many runs as you can around the four bases. You have a player on a base at each time. There's 9 players on each team, if I was going to just go and play with my mates.
Yep.
And then, you can hit a foul ball. It's in a ballpark, so you can hit the home run, like I said. Yeah.
Cool. And you get 9 innings, right?
9 innings, yeah.
And you get 3.
And what's an inning?
So an inning is the period of time in the game where, like, each team gets a turn at batting. So at the top of the inning... The home team bats, and at the bottom of the inning, the away team bats.
And there are 9 of them?
Yes.
Yeah, that's why
But if at the end of the 9th, it's a tie, they don't have ties, it'll just keep going until someone wins.
Right, that's good. I hate sports that don't end.
Yeah, so that's why each baseball game goes for 1,000 years.
Well, so how does an inning work? I'm actually genuinely interested now.
Oh, I can do this. Okay, so... you have your batting lineup, your 1 to 9, and the home team bats first, you said.
I just imagine it's like...
so the first player, they hit it, and they can go to, like, if they hit it and go to a base, then they're sort of like, that's one. Then the next batter comes in, and then they hit it.
Can I explain this, because I'm getting bored already? An inning ends either when 3 players have gone out or when all 9 players have batted for both teams.
Okay. Yeah. Is there a limit? Is those are they the only way it can end?
Yeah. Okay. Not. I mean, I'm sure there's anomalies.
Well, you see, I'm sure if like lightning struck the ground or something, they'll be like, "Oh, let's probably just end this."
Or even when they get rained out, they're pretty like, yeah.
Right. Well, I'm just thinking about it from like a cricket standpoint,
uh-huh.
where it's all based on balls.
I don't know anything about cricket.
Oh no, you can if what is saying because is there a limit cricket, to how many pitches you can have?
No, not that I know of.
So if no one got out, they could just keep batting.
So you keep
Once every player has like hit the innings over.
Oh, okay. So only okay, cool.
So either
nine players get back, or a variant of people get back, or three people go out, and your team.
Yeah, it's very rare for all nine people.
And is that an inning?
No, then the other team bats, and then that's an inning.
Right. Yeah. And there are that's nine of these. That's why there's
the bottom and the top of the inning.
There are nine of these.
Yeah.
How long does baseball go
also,
for?
Also, it's a very low-scoring sport. So many innings happen where nobody, like, gets anything.
Like, there are games where it's, like, 5-3.
Yeah.
And it's like...
What? You know what bothers... Yeah. Same thing that bothers me about... I like cricket, but this, mm-hmm. it has the same problem of... the team is doing real... Like, the pitching team is doing really well...
Yeah.
...when the game's really boring.
No, that's wrong.
That sounds...
No,
because surely you want to get them... cricket alone. You want to strike... You want to get a strikeout in baseball. So you pitch it and the guy behind them catches. That's the ideal scenario for winning.
Yeah, I guess it does have to be, like, good. Because you can get a walk, right? You know what a walk is?
No.
It's when you throw four balls.
What?
No, it's so like, it's when the pitching team throws four balls. So, like, if they throw it, there's a designated little, like,
area you have to get it.
Yeah, and so if you miss that, it's like... That's a ball. And then
unless
like,
they swing, that's a strike.
Yeah, if they swing, that's a strike.
Right. You see, so this game is designed that ideally, to be winning, you're walking around or you're just throwing the ball into your buddy's
The pitchers
hand.
Are generally, like, professionals, Sam, is the thing, so it's unlikely that they would get...
Right, but then their ideal scenario is to throw it so the other guy catches it.
Yes.
So the ideal scenario for winning is watching catch.
No, listen, there's more nuance than this, okay? Yeah. It's complicated.
I don't think is,
okay,
though.
Here's the thing. It's boring to watch, okay? But, like, to play, like, that's a skill. Like,
I remember playing softball in school. I like softball.
Yes. Yeah, I played softball. Softball's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said they were the same thing at the start. Yep, yeah, that too.
Softball, as I like to call it, women's baseball. That's what I like to call it. My dad doesn't like when I call it that. That's not really.
Because there is a women's baseball.
Yeah, there also is a women's baseball. That's the thing.
Okay.
And also softball is played by men as well, except...
But softball women's is bigger than men's, isn't it?
I'm offended by this. I can play softball.
Oh, shut up. That was Samuel Pratt-White. Go away. We don't want that.
So that's like baseball as a general thing. And then the MLB as a league is more complicated.
Right.
It's split up in... Do you know about the National League and the American League?
Oh, boy.
So, the MLB, right, is
the
overarching
thing.
Are they
the same thing?
No. Okay, so each team in the MLB is either a National League team or an American League team.
Oh, so it's like in basketball a few months ago we talked about divisions, right? So they have the
Eastern. No, it's not the division.
Oh, my God.
There are three divisions in each of the leagues. So the National League has the East, West, and Center, and so does the American League. The difference is that the National League doesn't have a designated hitter and a designated pitcher. So the designated hitter and pitcher is... So in a National League game, all of the starting lineup, right, the nine players, they all bat and they all field, right?
Yeah.
Except in the American League, there's 10 in the starting lineup. No, 11 in the starting lineup.
Right.
Wait. No, 10. And so there's a designated hitter, and he doesn't have to field. And they have the designated pitcher, so their pitcher doesn't bat.
Right, so it's a different rule. Why are there different rules?
I think that the American League is kind of stupid. I don't like it.
You think all players should play all the positions?
I think so, because it's like... I feel like not because it's like they should be more, like, skilled. Like, it's all right to have, like, this is their speciality, but I feel like it kind of encourages, like... favoritism in the team, like, this guy is our best batter, and it's kind of encourages, like, competition amongst a team, and I don't feel like that's conducive to a good team.
Yeah, pull your whole team weight.
Yeah, and it's like, they're all meant to be friends, you know?
I'm
sure they're not, but I like to imagine.
they're all buddies.
The American League doesn't let me, so...
So the American League and the National League, they don't verse each other?
No, they do. So they all verse each other, there's no rhyme or reason to it, and then... Wait, what?
Okay, so... Wait, so there's two separate leagues, but they play together.
They play each other all the time. There's no, like, rhyme or reason to it.
So, and but then, one and team then, no, isn't listen, allowed listen. To have a specialist yes. pitcher and the other
listen,
team is.
Listen, and then the World Series is always an American League team versus a National League team. But if the two best teams of the whole season, like, if two American teams were the ones that won the most games, doesn't matter. It has to be whoever was the best National League team. Oh. And so it's like... I feel like that's also unfair, but that's, like, just how it is, I guess. So
it's such a stupid rule to make two whole different leagues. Like, you just...
I don't know the history of it, because baseball's an old sport. I reckon it's something...
Yeah, but, like rugby has two leagues here. You got rugby,
do they verse
union,
each other
league.
Willy-nilly?
No. But they're totally different sports and totally different rules. This one is the same sport, just with a different rostering system.
Yeah, I guess. And also they play each other.
But that's still weird, though. Don't call it a league.
Does that give the American League, like, an advantage? Because they have one extra player on that.
But
roster?
Can a National League change to be an American League if they decide they want to be?
I mean, there will probably be a lot of admin stuff to go through for that. I guess. I don't know. I don't know how it's split up or divided. I don't really know. I think they just
also calling it American and National, very similar things.
They're the same thing.
They're the
in
exact
fact,
same
yeah.
thing. America is only different in which you could include Canada.
Yes. And also the South Americas, if you really want
nah,
to.
Nah, they don't count.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Oh, sorry, Sam.
No, you're right. The whole of America. Mm. This is the problem with saying American. Because everyone on that continent is an American. But that's a whole
well,
other
Well, don't take
discussion.
It up with me.
I'm playing you personally, Annabelle. Why'd you call it that?
Well, that's what they called it. My bad.
All right,
so that's baseball.
Before we move on to news, I have one other contention.
Okay, oh, God.
I mean, apart from the fact that I'm more confused now than when we started.
What?
I mean, I knew how to play, but
yeah.
the league thing's throwing me off.
All right.
So, why is it called... You said it's an old sport, but why would you call it baseball?
Because there's bases and you use a ball, Sam.
Yes.
But then why is the ball called
a baseball?
Because it's also the ball that you used to play baseball with.
Yeah, so it's a baseball.
Why do they call it basketball and use a basketball to play basketball?
I know,
Sam?
I'm just as angry about it.
This makes no sense.
Yeah, I think Sam, I'm on the other side of this one.
I don't know, I hate that the balls are named after the sport.
Okay, so here's the thing, they name the sport first, right? They're like, oh, we have a ball and we play on bases. Let's call it baseball. That makes sense. What are we going to call the ball? Would you prefer it to be called a baseball or a baseball ball?
I'd rather a baseball ball.
Oh,
shut up.
Go away.
Like a soccer ball.
No, it's a football.
No,
well.
It's not.
Well,
yeah,
you could.
Yeah.
But, like, they use it as football.
I know.
That's
they
the
call
original.
It football too. Yeah.
So they don't say football ball.
I know. It bothers me, and I don't know why. I'm sorry, guys. I find the English language infuriating.
You prefer cricket
yeah,
over every
cricket
other
ball.
Sport because like,
cricket ball, exactly.
Even though he finds cricket boring, he's like.
No, actually,
would you prefer to call
2020's good?
Would you prefer to call a base bat or a baseball bat?
Why'd you call it baseball? It's so arbitrary.
So many sports follow this naming convention.
I know, and it's only when I thought about baseball that it made me angry, and I've realized how many sports do it, and they all make me angry.
Why do you do a sports podcast?
I don't know why I do a sports podcast.
He wants to be angry.
Yeah, I want to be angry. I don't actually care at all. I thought it was weird.
Yeah.
Anyway.
This is like how Sam learns about sports. He's just been locked up in his room, just like, and now he just wants to learn what the outside world looks like. Alright, so next section is news and sports.
Anyway.
We have a bit to put in there. You don't have to sing
it
yourself.
Live. No, I think I do best.
We'll get you to talk about news and
Me?
Sports.
Me?
Yeah, well,
no.
What do we know? The Dodgers are a team. That's all I know.
Yeah, they're my favourite team.
You're going to talk to us about news and sports.
Oh, well, I only really know what the Dodgers are doing at any given time. So
what are the Dodgers doing at this given time?
Well, they played the Cubs today and won. Hey. That's all. They're at the Cubs stadium in
and
Chicago.
And how far into the season are we?
I don't know.
Our resident expert, everyone.
I'm such a baseball expert. the Yankees got a grand slam the other day, which means that they
So
the Yankees play tennis then.
No, that's what I'm so a grand slam in baseball is just like the most interesting the sport can be, which means that in a game the batting team has a player on each base, so the bases are filled, right? Full bases. And then they hit a home run. So they get four runs.
Sweet.
Yeah. So when that happens at the bottom of the ninth and you're like 3 points, like three runs away from winning, it's like that's.
I do finally understand what bottom of the ninth means. The organ.
Yeah.
That they always have.
Yep. Sure.
baseball news. I don't know.
Is that only the bottom of the ninth?
No, I associate it with that.
Though. That's always the thing in movies and shows.
It was the player who hit the grand slam. It was his first grand slam. Congrats to him.
Nice. Good
congrats
work.
To Aaron Judge. Shout out if you're listening.
Oh, Aaron Judge.
Judge. As in judge. Like,
pretty sure he was on Jimmy Kimmel the other night.
Probably because he hit his first grand slam.
Duh, that makes sense.
Were you watching Jimmy Kimmel and just wondering who this strange person was?
I was like, we're baseball players. Just... like, what are they?
MLB honors Memorial Day with, and then there's not enough space for the rest of the title, so I guess I'll never know.
This is Half News with Adults.
Yeah. Did you say my name?
I can...
I'm going to get stalked now.
Who do you think listens to this?
Nobody, it's just me.
Exactly. I was going to say, like, if you want to stalk yourself, I guess.
Yeah, that's... Of course I'm wanting. I'm so interesting.
You can make new friends. More friends. New one.
What?
That came out insulting. I meant to be like nice.
It didn't come out insulting either way that you said it.
No, and then it seemed insulting because of how you reacted to your own comment.
Oh man, I'm chucking a mic and saying stupid stuff.
Classic.
Fuck Mike.
Got him.
Mike's the worst guest we have on this show,
and you had him three times,
and we'll have him more.
Yeah, I'm sure we will.
Because fuck Mike.
I'm glad he's not on mine. Yeah, that's right, Mike. I said it.
Welcome to a new segment, which is Bitch About Mike.
Fuck it. I'm going to put in a little bit for that.
Yes. We have a player called Cody Bellinger. He's new this year to Dodgers. And he's only 21. And he's, like, already, like, our top prospect. And he's, like... He has the most home runs of all the players in the team. And it's for this year anyway, this season. And now he's the fastest Dodger in the modern era. So hey. Good job, Cody.
Shout out.
This is just a shout out show. Yeah. Ever since Caleb came on, it's like, oh, let's give everyone shout outs.
Who do you give a shout out to?
I don't have anyone to give shout outs to.
We've won 4 games in a row, according to this news.
Okay, so is this just Dodgers news?
No, I'm going through the whole thing. Anyway, I'm only interested in Dodgers news. Is the problem? Do you want to hear like news that's not really news? It's just like exciting baseball facts from
yes.
this. Okay, so do you know like what? Like, I don't know if it is the Cubs, but I'm going to assume it's the Cubs because they have that whole thing of not having won like a World Series in like 100 years. Even though they're a good team and often made it to the World Series and then just didn't win. It was like, so there's this myth, or like rather a legend, because it's true, of this guy who showed up to their stadium for like ages and ages ago. And he showed up and he had a goat, right? Like just a goat, and he brought it in. And they're not allowed animals in there. And so they were like, oh, excuse me, sir, you're going to have to like leave with your goat. And he was like, no, I want to stay here with my goat. And they were like, no, you can't. And they like put a curse on them.
Wow.
Yeah.
And did he die or did his goat die or something? Is that why the
curse? No, he just left. And cursed him. And it was 100 years ago, so he's dead now, okay. I assume.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that might.
But, so is that a legend. True story?
Well, there was a man with a goat. It's like, but, and then they were like, haha, stupid man with a goat trying to curse us, and they didn't win a World Series.
I saw a guy try to take a goat into a bar a couple of months ago in Melbourne.
It's happening all the time.
I thought this was like an opening to a joke.
No, literally, I saw a guy trying to take his goat into a bar.
I've actually seen that guy with a goat around the streets of Melbourne.
I think
it
was a protest.
Oh, okay.
I think, like...
Goat's rights.
I think people wanted to take his goat away from him. Oh. So he protested by taking his goat everywhere.
Oh, I see. Yeah. All right.
You do you, man.
Yeah, yeah, like whatever.
That's sick, man. Do whatever. I don't know. Shout out to that guy. Keep doing you.
I remember, for some reason, I know exactly why. I knew the Cubs won, and I was like, yeah, that's pretty cool that the Cubs
won.
Yeah,
because it was a big deal, because they hadn't won in like 100 years.
Yeah, and it was the year after 2015, when Back to the Future Part 2 predicted the Cubs winning the World Series.
Whoa, nice. There we go.
Back to the Future Part 2, there's a big thing where it's like, Cubs win World Series.
Yeah, and that's why that's the thing, because the Cubs winning is ridiculous.
Yeah, right? And then it happened, and they arrived in 2015, and then it happened the next year.
Yeah.
Mm. 2016.
Yeah. It was close. Back to the Future was off by a year.
Well,
Back to the Future Part
2. Close enough. I'm going to give them that.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's a pretty solid effort.
That's a valid prediction.
I think I found out because Bill Murray is a massive Cubs fan, mm-hmm. isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of fans.
So he liked them, and I was like, good on you, Bill. Well done. That's your shout-out, Mr. Murray.
Shout-out to Bill, who we know listens.
Yeah. It's Annabelle and Bill Murray. Yeah. That's it.
And they listen together.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy.
Yeah. And do you know who, like, this is, like, so, like, mediocre baseball news, but do you know who Randy Johnson is? He doesn't play anymore.
I'm guessing.
It seems relevant.
So he's the greatest pitcher of all time in baseball.
Right, okay.
Was
he part of the American League?
Or the I don't know. I think he played for the Atlanta Braves, but I'm not sure. He played for a bunch of different teams.
Okay.
He was passed around. But he was the greatest pitcher of all time. And do you know how he. This is the one leading up to. He once, like, he threw a ball so fast, hit a bird.
Oh.
And so flew past.
Oh.
Yeah.
I want to see that. Yeah, you need to look
it
up.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. Oh, sweet. Of course it is.
And we'll link it on the website.
Here's the thing. There's so much sick stuff that happens in baseball all the time, like, that you can look up. And it's one time a guy, like, so the pitcher threw the ball. The guy hits it, right? And the pitcher just, like, catches it. And it was, like, such, like, a, I'm not describing it well, but, like, such, like, a, how did you catch that? A human being couldn't catch that. And then the batsman stopped and was like, did you catch that? And he was like, yeah. And then, like, and so there's that kind of stuff. And one time a guy accidentally, like, threw his bat, like, when he went to hit, he lost his grip and it went up in the air. And then some guy, like, just not even, like, was just there and he just caught it. And it was like, you shouldn't have been able to catch that. Like, and then there was one where there was this guy and he was in an interview with a lady after the game and there were just a few throwing around. Yeah. And then it, like, starts coming towards my face and he just reached around and catches it. And it's like, that's why I love baseball.
Yeah, I love interviews of baseball players more than the sport.
Yeah.
Because cool stuff like that happens.
Yeah, exactly.
I do like cool, I like looking up cool sports things. Baseball, all sports have them.
Yeah.
Cricket has some awesome things too, like that. Like the bowler catching the ball.
Yeah.
Just like, how did you, no.
Stop yeah.
it. Yeah.
The best one I saw though, this is related to baseball. It's not, I lied. There's the bowler, like, he balled it, and the cricket, and the batsman hit it. He hit it into the ground, I think, and he kind of messed up, and he started to run. And they're like, we'll make it. But there was no one around. So the bowler, he ran, and he kicked the cricket ball into the stumps and just exploded them everywhere. It was so good.
Well, legend.
Yeah.
Man.
Legend.
Thank you.
Shout out to that guy.
Yeah.
I don't remember who it was.
Cricket players everywhere.
Yeah, so that's all the baseball news I have.
Great.
Awesome. Now we get to talk about our own experiences with the sport.
All right.
Sam and Bass talk about themselves.
So, in Australia, there isn't really much of an opportunity. I played softball and rounders. And
rounders, what's that?
Did you not play that in primary school?
Oh, I'm sorry. Didn't realise my primary school experience was on trial here.
Why are you so defensive?
I'm just like, did you not play that? Oh, my God.
What's rounders? Yeah,
right. So, you didn't play either. No, it was just like little kids' sport. We had a tiny little cricket bat type thing, and it was like just basically baseball, but just for kids with a tennis ball.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Did you play kickball?
Yeah, kickball.
That was pretty good. And T-ball.
Yeah, T-ball.
T-ball. T-ball sucked.
Everyone keeps hitting the fucking T.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah, that was
kickball's much better.
And the teacher's just like, "Hey, hit the ball, not the T." And you're like, I'm fucking trying, miss. Stop.
Well, that's a tragic insight to Bass's.
I think I need a break.
Physical education.
Yeah, so,
there's not much.
I was going to say, like,
there is, like, if you went and sought out, like, a local league or whatever.
Here's a story for you about kickball. My friend Cal, who does the main podcast, mm-hmm. the Video Shop podcast with me, the podcast prime on the website.
Shameless advertising.
Anyway, he was doing kickball, and he's not an athletic person at all. But he once kicked the ball and went really far, and that's literally the whole story.
Is that your story? Thanks for that. Yeah, I really appreciate that.
Not only have you wasted our listeners' lives, you've wasted 5-10 seconds of that of my life too.
I blame baseball.
Well, now he has to edit that out.
No, you leave that story in. I will.
It's a great story.
Well, if we're telling fun stories of like exciting things that we did playing sport. Well, I played softball like a little bit in high school.
Right.
But one time, like, I wasn't on the actual softball team, but they only had like they were one player down from how many people they needed, and they'd need to forfeit if I didn't play. So I played. And
you were
the saviour. Yeah, it'd been a while since I played softball, and I was like, oh, whatever, this will be interesting. And then I got a walk because the pitcher on the other team wasn't any good. And then I walked, and then I stole second.
Oh.
And the captain was like, of the team was like, yeah, that was cool, but like, don't do it again because like, it's risky or whatever. Because like, we were definitely going to win the game. Like, it wasn't like, they were a bad team or whatever. I didn't have to do anything like.
Yeah.
Special. But, like, it's me, so of course I can do something special. So then I stole home, and she, like, lost her mind, because while I was running, she was, like, screaming and cussing at me, because I was, like, doing the opposite of what she said. And then because I stole home, because the other team were a bunch of idiots who didn't know what they were doing, she was like, oh, nice. And then, like, so that's my cool story.
So stealing home, do you know that is?
Yes, it's where you run when the ball has a beat.
You don't know what stealing...
No, but isn't it like the ball hasn't been...
You
like,
know stealing, what a stealing a base is?
It's like when you... Yeah, go on, tell me.
So when you steal a base... So normally you only run once the ball's been hit, right?
Yeah.
But stealing is when there can only be one player on a base at a certain time. So if the base ahead of you is empty and the ball is still like being held by the pitcher or whatever's going on, you can like... just go if you wanted. But it's really risky because it's like the pitcher has the ball and can just throw it and that'll get you out.
What if they're halfway through the throw? The pitcher halfway through the throw?
It has to be in the hands of the pitcher, I'm pretty sure.
It's interesting to build in a cheat rule into your sport.
I like it.
It's, I like it too.
Yeah, yeah, it makes it fun, eh?
I was going to say, it's really exciting there.
What?
Reckless.
Ruthless, yeah. Yeah, I don't really have too many experiences with baseball.
I once had a really good nap while baseball was on in the background. That's what got me onto baseball, actually. I was like, yeah, sick. This is awesome.
Do you find everything you love through napping through it, or...?
What else have I found that I love through napping?
I don't know. I assume it's everything.
Yeah. It was good,
I've got no proof to the contrary.
Okay, nobody likes baseball for the sport. You like it for the aesthetic, right? Like... It's like vintage Americana, right?
I have people love going to the games.
Yeah, I'd love to go to a game.
About,
yeah.
You know, you've
the
got
hot dogs and
the popcorn.
The kiss cam.
Yeah.
Is a thing probably.
Sam
still.
Goes over to get kissed.
Yeah.
That's why I go to baseball games.
But they're long, though. You'd have to be really, like,
yeah.
I want to be
sounds tiring.
Yeah, it would be fun if you went with someone who we were, like, friends with.
I guess you don't really have to focus too much.
Yeah, you just chat with your mates while you're there. Because no one's doing anything down on the field.
Yeah, that's cool.
I like to go to sports to watch sports.
Oh.
Well, it's
I like
more
cheering.
Of an event than a sport.
I like
cheering. Yeah.
It's an event.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
It's just,
I'd try a different atmosphere,
you know? Be real. You don't go to a game of football because it's like you want to watch the game. If you want to watch the game, you just sit at home and watch it on your telly, right? You go there to be with your mates, to feel that adrenaline of, like, cheering
on your
team.
Yeah,
it's the same, like, you go for a different reason to baseball.
I go to football to watch sport, but okay, that's just
I'd go to
why
my...
don't you watch it on the television?
Go...
Don't say that, like, there's definitely an aspect to
oh, there's definitely an atmosphere,
like,
which is better.
The thing is,
you go for the atmosphere.
I harp on baseball a lot. I harp on a lot of sports a lot, but I can sit down and watch most sports. Like,
you can't
I
sit down and watch baseball?
I can.
Oh, good.
Like, I can. If I'm sitting in a restaurant and baseball's on, like, I'm not paying attention to the conversation with my significant other. I'm watching the baseball.
What?
And just imagining the kiss cam.
Yeah.
Brianne actually doesn't like baseball. My significant other.
Yeah.
So.
You know. Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry.
I feel like I have. I don't know if I mentioned this. I have a girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh. Oh. Wow. Really. I didn't know.
Yeah. I don't bring it up much. Yeah, but she doesn't like baseball. As an American.
Shout out to Brianne.
So even when I go there, I don't go to baseball.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you'd only go if you wanted to see it. Like.
I'll go see it. I'll go watch it. I'll give it a try.
Yeah, I'd YOLO, like to go and see a game one day.
YOLO. Has anyone said that in...
in this, like,
I'm taking it back. I'm taking it back. No. This decade.
Well...
All right, Drew.
It's all right, not it was, that old, is it? The past, like, how many years has it been? Like, 3, 4?
Has it been that long? I feel really old.
I reckon it was 2013. Yeah. That it ended. That's when it died.
So old. Anyway. That's fine. That's fine. That's fine.
Is it fine?
It's fine. It's fine, Bass.
Alright, let's do my favourite bit. The only bit I can actually contribute to, and that is baseball and movies.
Yeah.
Yay. Now, can we talk about, very briefly, very quickly, because we talked about it on the basketball one, but basketball?
Basketball. Okay, I forget what this is.
I don't know what this is.
Wait, you don't know what this is?
No.
Oh, it's a movie, right?
Mike was the one I was talking to about it then. It's a movie where two guys invent a new sport called basketball. And it's baseball mixed with basketball.
Sounds like it wouldn't work and is bad.
It's a dumb movie.
It's like mixing a boring game with a really high action fun game.
Correct.
You know, why do I even come here?
One of the big ones we should probably mention is Field of Dreams.
Yes,
I haven't seen it either.
Okay, well, you guys can leave.
Tell us what. Whoa,
it's a great film.
Yeah,
is it?
Great movie.
Got Samuel Jackson in it, doesn't it? Does it?
Sure.
Does it?
It's got Kevin Costner in it.
Does it have Samuel Jackson?
I think you should just watch it and see it for yourself. And there's like ghosts and shit, and he has to build it, and they will come, and all will be revealed. All will be revealed in the fullness of time. It's
amazing. There's no Samuel Jackson. It's just a bunch of white guys.
Why did I think Samuel Jackson? Anyway, I saw a meme or something.
Exactly no Samuel Jackson.
Precisely
zero Samuel Jacksons have arrived in this movie.
Well, all right.
But if you spot Samuel Jackson in the movie, give us a call.
At VideoShotPod on Twitter.
Have you seen Moneyball?
No, I haven't, but...
That's a good movie.
Yeah, Brad Pitt, right?
Yeah, it's got Brad Pitt in it. That's based on a true story.
Science of baseball.
Yeah, right? It's interesting.
Science of baseball. Isn't it the one where he's, like, eating the burger on the swings? Is that the one?
No.
There's a lot of confusion here today, guys.
Never mind. Go on. Any other...
Hook.
As in, like,
the Neverland film?
What? Really?
That's baseball plays a big part of that movie, kind of. Because remember at the start of the movie, he's like, his son's all, you're going to be at my baseball game, right, Dad? And he's all like, yes, son, it's what's his name? Robin Williams.
I'm
going to be at the baseball game, and he's running up in the hat and the flag, and he runs over the hill, and it's all gone, he missed it. It's real sad. And then they bring baseball to Neverland, and they play Neverland baseball, which is just the same as regular baseball.
I don't remember this
aspect
of it. But
the ball never lands.
Yeah. I'm friends with him in real life.
Yeah. What?
I'm friends with him in real life. That's the problem. Did you ever watch that movie? It was like a kid's movie. What was it called? Like The Sandlot?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like
Sandlot 2,
a dream about Babe Ruth or whatever.
It's a weird movie.
Yeah, it is a weird movie. I was thinking about it.
They just play baseball on a sandlot.
Yeah, he learns how to play baseball. He's like a new kid in town. Now you can only make friends by playing baseball, but he's not good at baseball. So
no one's good at baseball. Baseball's shit.
Whoa!
I don't know what happened to you like today.
Over the course of this podcast, I'm like, yeah, baseball's all right. To baseball shit. I'll probably go like leave this room being like, yeah, I like baseball. It's cool.
Is the Benchwarmers about baseball?
It is. It is indeed. Yeah, I can't believe I didn't think of that. That's a great movie.
I actually quite enjoy that movie, yeah.
I think it's hilarious. I haven't seen it in years.
No, me either, so it's probably bad.
But it's good.
I had a list and I put my phone down.
Oh, you know it's a good baseball movie? High School Musical 2.
That song is so good.
It is. That whole dance sequence. It's only in it for a minute, but it's like
and then,
enough to make
and
it amazing.
He's saying he can't dance and he dances.
Yeah,
he's saying like, I can't dance while dancing.
Yeah.
And dancing in the previous. Such a good song, though.
It is. It's a banger, hey?
But then, what are the characters' names?
Chad
it's
and
Ryan.
Ryan
and Chad. They've like swapped clothes.
By the end.
By the end.
And also just sung a song that has a lot of innuendo in it.
Yeah. It's very suggestive.
Yeah, it really is, but yeah.
I didn't catch any of this.
Rewatch High School Musical.
Yeah,
too.
I haven't seen it in like years. But
I think it might be the best one.
Yep.
And that song where that song that he sings on the golf course.
Yeah, Bet on It.
Yeah. Bet on It, so
it's
good.
It's also a golf movie, everyone.
And also still basketball.
Yeah, there's
a little
bit of basketball
in that.
Yeah.
And swimming.
Yeah, they swim a bit. Yeah.
And diving, because they dive into the pool.
Yeah, I count that as swimming, but that's all right.
Because divers compete against like 50-meter butterfly fucking events in the Olympics, don't they, Annabelle?
Yeah, all right, Bass.
I think you got to simmer down, Bass. Actually,
I know you're trying to be confrontational right now.
Look, Mike isn't here, so I can't say fuck you, Mike. You're a cunt. And he's just it's just hard.
Yeah, no, but the thing is, in all of the podcasts that have had Mike in them, of which there have been a few, that you have never confronted Mike at any point. You just sat there and
okay,
been like,
it's
oh,
mostly
no.
you
no.
taking it.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
I swear if you've been there like, oh, okay. Every time that Mike's like,
yeah, no,
yeah,
it's like,
Bass is short. And
yeah,
then, like,
or,
that's
or you got a big nose, Bass.
Well,
what accent was that?
No, shut up, Annabelle.
Well, I'll fight him next time.
It was a weird voice.
Yeah, fight him. And then we'll just get the audio of you landing punches on him.
We're going to do a fucking boxing podcast one
time. All right.
And I'll fight Mike in the studio.
All right, cool. The studio. The one consistent location where we always record every week.
Yep.
We never change locations to record.
And no one ever gets lost coming here.
Did you get lost coming here?
I was standing outside the door.
Oh, yeah,
you know this.
Right.
And I didn't know where you were.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yep.
Tell you what, though, another good movie.
Mm.
Well, another movie with a good baseball scene. It's not a good movie, but it's, it's a movie. Anyway, Twilight.
Fuck yeah,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It's
a good baseball scene.
Controversial. I actually like the first Twilight.
I haven't seen it. Look, I do know the entire plot and everything about it because I have a friend who was very much into it, and she's listening.
Look, if you like home runs, you'll like Twilight because they just
baseball,
whack
the
ball.
The
see, this
is
an accurate representation of the steroid crisis in the baseball industry.
The baseball scene is pretty good because they have to play it during a lightning storm.
And Supermassive Black Hole is playing as well by Muse. But anyway,
yes.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
And because they hit it so hard, the noise sounds like a lightning bolt, like a thunderbolt.
You know, they don't really have to play it during the lightning storm is the thing. They could just not hit it so hard.
No, because then they're hitting it at, like, super speed, and it's flying ages, and they're, like, super speeding towards it and shit. And they're, like, doing huge jumps to catch the ball.
It's unnecessary. Like,
what do you mean it's unnecessary?
Like, I get why it's fun, but it's like, if I was a vampire, I'd just be like, yeah, whatever.
But alright, Annabelle, that's not if you're a vampire. You're kind of already just the, yeah, whatever.
That's true. I don't hit a baseball with my full strength as a human.
It's like Daria sort of playing fucking baseball. Just,
No, that's a great scene. And again, I don't think the first Twilight's that bad. The book's not that bad, the film's not that bad. Then they dove dive into shit. Duck dive into shit. Duck dive works.
Pick
duck
a bird,
tails.
Mate.
I don't know, man.
Bugs Bunny had a lot of baseball scenes.
Really?
Yeah. Do you remember all the shorts where he was like, and he played baseball against Elmer Fudd and different people?
I'm gonna get that soundbite of yeah.
No.
Make it my text.
Make it your text.
Oh no.
Alert.
Oh, you know what is good? TV show Seinfeld, George Costanza works for the New York Yankees.
Okay.
Sure.
I have never seen Seinfeld.
What?
I've seen episodes of Seinfeld.
I know the song, but dunk dunk dunk. And there we go, that's my extent of Seinfeld knowledge.
Have you watched Seinfeld, Tim?
I have, but only I can count the episodes on both my hands that I've seen.
Okay.
It's not a lot.
Okay, so it's 10 or under. Okay.
It's 10 or less is the answer, yeah.
Well, it's just so good because he makes them wear cotton or a blend or something. There's a joke in there, and then they're playing really well, but then it gets really hot, and then the cotton shrinks, and then they're like playing really badly. Anyway, cool. It's a good.
Yeah, you really sold it to me there. That one.
Another show. It was told to me. I'm just wondering if any of you guys have seen it. Fucking not Simpsons. Futurama.
Yes.
They have this episode where they play a baseball variant. Have you guys heard of it?
No.
I have watched most of Futurama, but don't remember this episode.
All right. So the person who suggested that, fuck you, never suggest anything again. Okay. She also suggested fucking Cinderella Story with Hilary Duff because there's a little bit in there at the beginning.
Yeah, I like that movie. I don't remember baseball.
No, the quote, never let the fear of striking out keep you from playing the game. That's all that baseball was involved in that.
Right.
Okay.
Another shit suggestion, so thank you to that listener.
That's not really baseball. That's a baseball saying. Like, the three strikes thing is striking out in everything.
Yeah, there are and lots of terms that we use that are from baseball.
But also, like
home run,
don't play the game if you're afraid of striking out. Like, striking is good in bowling.
Oh, good. Yeah. So don't play the game if you're really good at it.
Yeah.
I like that moral. That's why I'm playing sports.
Oh, boy.
I am running blank for any other films.
Yeah, no, I use all mine.
Great.
Yeah.
Cool.
Fantastic way to end this podcast. Well, I'd like to thank Annabelle for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks Annabelle. Yeah.
Sure.
Our resident baseball expert.
Yeah.
Expert.
Yeah, not really. Mike is, but I'm second best.
Well, yeah, Mike didn't show up.
But I was going to say, you're nicer than Mike, I think. So, you know.
You think?
Yeah.
That's an insult. Oh. I'm fairly sure everybody's aware that I'm a nicer person than Mike, but everybody's aware that everybody's a nicer person than Mike.
Look, I didn't want to say it in such blanket terms.
Yeah, so shout out to Mike if he's listening.
He will. He will listen this.
He will listen.
He will be so mad.
Mike, please, please don't tell me what I didn't know about baseball or that I got anything wrong. I don't want to hear it.
But you see, now you've said that, he's going to do everything in his power to do that exact thing.
Yeah, I know. Can you cut that?
No way. I'm just... that, like, little 1 minute bit is a whole podcast.
Yeah, you're cutting everything else.
Just a compilation of fuck you, Mike.
But that way there's no baseball for me to get wrong in it. And
actually,
so there's nothing to
while you're about. Editing it, you should make that into a supercut.
Make it into a song or the tune and whatnot.
Yeah.
End
the show, Sam.
I thought you were in charge of this one, Bass.
Yeah, but end the show, Sam, with the shop and all that sort of
with
stuff.
The shop and that all that stuff?
That people
you
can
mean
buy.
The website this lives on?
Oh, this lives on a website. What website's that?
Thevideoshop.com.au, Bass.
You can buy a baseball on it.
You can buy a baseball on it.
If you're interested in the sport.
Yeah, you can buy a baseball with the VS Sport logo on it.
And thank you for going on the shop, Annabelle.
That's yeah, amazing. You're welcome. I'm a fan of the podcast, I say. So
did you go on the shop or did you hear us talk about that on a
previous
episode?
No, I have
looked
at the shop.
Oh, really?
Not with the intention of buying, just out of curiosity.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, we'll have to get you a shirt.
Oh, dang.
Do we have shirts?
Not for this show.
We will.
I went on and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to add VS Sport logos only on sport items. Oh. But I reckon we could get some baseball shirts.
Yeah, that'd be sick, yeah.
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 Do that. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Mm.
Do you want people to be able to find you on Twitter?
No.
All right, sweet. Do not look for Annabelle.
don't find me. You won't.
You can look for me on Twitter at Seb Clarico. We'll put it in the little description bit.
It's always
still
there.
Haven't tweeted
a single thing. You're holding out for the perfect tweet.
I just.
Do you even have any followers?
If you're gonna be a stand-up 10. Comedian, Bass, you're gonna have to start tweeting.
Oh, sweet! Let's put down the record. I know. I've done like one gig. Not even it was open mic. I called it a gig. That's so sad. But yeah, we'll figure that out as we get there. Fuck you, Sam. Mike wouldn't do that.
I think you might though.
And you can find Sam at
Sam Pratt White
Wanker
on Twitter. Wow. Feelings.
Yeah. No, what?
Right, I was going to say he hurt my feelings, but I'm like, no.
No.
No, they weren't.
And to end this podcast, I'm just going to say baseball is shit, but sports are something.
Or something?
Is that how you guys
fucked that up.
Yeah.
You fucked that up hardcore.
End it. End it.